Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a person you are happy to know. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about people who have made a positive impact on our lives. One common topic is describing a person you are happy to know. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Describe a person you are happy to know is a frequent theme in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal experiences, use descriptive language, and convey emotions. It's crucial to be prepared for this type of question, as it has appeared in past exams and is likely to continue being a popular choice. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to people and relationships. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you have many friends? Band 6 to 7. Answer: Yes, I have quite a few friends. I enjoy spending time with them, and we often hang out together on weekends. Band 8 to 9. Answer: I'd say I have a close-knit circle of friends. While I'm generally sociable and get along well with many people, I particularly value the deep connections I've cultivated with a select group of individuals over the years. These relationships are incredibly enriching and provide a strong support system in my life. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Cue card. Describe a person you are happy to know. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what kind of person they are, and explain why you are happy to know them. Band 6-7. Sample answer. The person I'm happy to know is my high school English teacher, Mrs. Johnson. I met her when I was 15 years old, and she taught me for 3 years. She's a kind and patient person who always encouraged her students to do their best. I'm happy to know her because she inspired me to improve my English skills and pursue my dreams. She would often stay after class to help students and give extra explanations. Her dedication to teaching really made a difference in my life. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to talk about my mentor, Dr. Sarah Thompson, whom I had the privilege of meeting during my undergraduate studies. Dr. Thompson is a renowned marine biologist who has made significant contributions to ocean conservation efforts. From the moment I first encountered her in a guest lecture, I was captivated by her passion for marine life and her ability to convey complex scientific concepts in an engaging manner. Her approachable demeanor encouraged me to reach out to her after the lecture, which led to a mentorship that has profoundly shaped my academic and professional journey. Dr. Thompson is an incredibly driven and compassionate individual. She possesses a rare combination of scientific brilliance and genuine warmth that makes her both an inspiring role model and a supportive guide. Her unwavering commitment to her research and her students is truly admirable. I'm immensely grateful to know Dr. Thompson for several reasons. Firstly, her guidance has been instrumental in helping me navigate the challenges of pursuing a career in marine biology. She has opened doors to research opportunities and internships that have been invaluable for my professional development. Moreover, her resilience in the face of setbacks and her ability to balance her professional and personal life have taught me important life lessons beyond the realm of academia. Perhaps most importantly, Dr. Thompson has instilled in me a deep sense of responsibility towards our planet's oceans. Her work has shown me the tangible impact that dedicated individuals can have on environmental conservation, motivating me to strive for excellence in my own endeavors. In essence, knowing Dr. Thompson has not only enriched my academic experience, but has also profoundly influenced my personal growth and worldview. Her mentorship and friendship are gifts I cherish deeply, and I'm truly fortunate to have her in my life. Follow-up questions. How has this person influenced your life choices? Band 6 to 7. Answer: Mrs. Johnson influenced my decision to study English literature at university. Her classes made me realize how much I enjoyed analyzing texts and discussing ideas. Band 8-9. Answer: Dr. Thompson has had a profound impact on my life choices, particularly in my academic and career trajectory. Her passion for marine conservation has ignited a similar fervor in me, leading me to specialize in marine ecology. Moreover, her approach to problem solving and her emphasis on interdisciplinary collaboration have shaped my research methodology. Perhaps most significantly, her dedication to mentoring has inspired me to pay it forward by actively seeking opportunities to guide younger students, thus perpetuating a cycle of knowledge sharing and support within the scientific community. Do you think it's important to have role models in life? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think role models are important. They can inspire us to work harder and show us what we can achieve if we put in effort. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that role models play a crucial role in personal development and societal progress. They serve as living examples of what can be achieved through dedication, perseverance, and integrity. Role models provide us with a blueprint for success in our chosen fields and often challenge us to push beyond our perceived limitations. Moreover, they can offer guidance and perspective during challenging times, helping us navigate complex personal and professional landscapes. However, it's equally important to approach role models with a critical mindset, recognizing that they are human and fallible. The most effective way to engage with role models is to draw inspiration from their strengths while also learning from their mistakes and shortcomings, ultimately forging our own unique paths. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, what qualities do you think make someone a good friend? Band 6-7, answer. I think good friends should be trustworthy and supportive. They should be there for you in both good and bad times. It's also important that they're honest and can give you advice when you need it. Band 8-9, answer. The qualities that constitute a good friend are multifaceted and can vary depending on individual perspectives and cultural contexts. However, I believe there are several fundamental attributes that are universally valued in friendships. Firstly, trustworthiness is paramount. A good friend should be someone you can confide in without fear of judgment or betrayal. This fosters a sense of emotional safety that allows for genuine connection and vulnerability. Secondly, empathy and support are crucial. A true friend should be able to put themselves in your shoes, offering comfort during challenging times and celebrating your successes as if they were their own. This emotional reciprocity creates a strong bond and a sense of mutual care. Another vital quality is honesty, coupled with tact. A good friend should be able to provide constructive feedback when necessary, but do so in a way that is kind and considerate. This balance between honesty and sensitivity can help foster personal growth within the friendship. Additionally, reliability and consistency are important. Knowing that a friend will be there when needed, whether for practical help or emotional support, builds a foundation of trust and deepens the relationship. Lastly, I believe a good friend should respect your individuality and support your personal growth. They should encourage you to pursue your goals and be understanding of the changes that may occur in your life, adapting the friendship accordingly. In essence, while the specifics may differ, a good friend is someone who contributes positively to your life, supports your well-being, and with whom you can share a meaningful, enduring connection. Examiner, how do you think relationships between people have changed with the rise of social media? Band 6-7 answer. Social media has changed relationships a lot. It's easier to stay in touch with people, but sometimes it feels less personal. We can see what our friends are doing all the time, but we might not have deep conversations as often. Band 8-9 answer. The advent of social media has undeniably transformed the landscape of human relationships, bringing about both positive advancements and significant challenges. On the positive side, social media has dramatically enhanced our ability to maintain connections across vast distances and time zones. It has facilitated the rekindling of old friendships and allowed for the formation of communities based on shared interests rather than geographical proximity. This has been particularly beneficial for individuals in remote areas or those with mobility issues, providing them with unprecedented access to social interaction. However, these benefits come with notable drawbacks. The ease of digital communication has, in some cases, led to a decline in the quality of face-to-face interactions. There's a growing concern that while we're more connected than ever, in a superficial sense, we may be losing the art of deep, meaningful conversation and the ability to form profound connections in person. Moreover, the curated nature of social media profiles can create unrealistic expectations and foster a culture of comparison, potentially leading to feelings of inadequacy or FOMO, fear of missing out. This can strain relationships and impact mental health. Another significant change is the blurring of personal and professional boundaries. With colleagues and employers often present on social networks, individuals must navigate the complexities of maintaining appropriate online personas while still expressing themselves authentically. Furthermore, the instant nature of social media has altered our expectations of response times in communication, potentially leading to increased stress and a feeling of always being on call in our relationships. In conclusion, while social media has undoubtedly expanded our social networks and provided new avenues for connection, it has also introduced new complexities into our relationships. The key lies in finding a balance, leveraging the benefits of social media while consciously nurturing the depth and quality of our in-person interactions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: captivated verb, captivated, attracted, and held the interest of, charmed. Example: I was captivated by her eloquent speech on marine conservation. Profound impact, noun phrase, impact, a very significant or deep effect. Example: her mentorship had a profound impact on my career choices. Instrumental, adjective, instrumental, serving as a means of pursuing an aim. Example: his advice was instrumental in helping me secure the research grant. Resilience, resilience, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example: her resilience in the face of setbacks was truly inspiring. Multifaceted, adjective, multi-sited, having many different aspects or features. Example: friendship is a multifaceted relationship that requires effort and understanding. Foster, verb, fostor, encourage the development of something. Example: good communication fosters trust in any relationship. Unprecedented, adjective, tid, never done or known before. Example: social media has given us unprecedented access to information and connections. Navigate, verb, find a way through, around, or over, figuratively. Example: we must learn to navigate the complexities of online relationships. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a person you are happy to know, use varied vocabulary, incorporate a range of descriptive words, and avoid repetition. Provide specific examples. Back up your statements with concrete instances that illustrate your points. Show depth of thought. Demonstrate critical thinking by exploring different aspects of the topic. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking at length without long pauses or hesitations. Use appropriate grammatical structures. Incorporate a mix of simple and complex sentences accurately. Express opinions clearly. Don't just describe, but also explain why you feel certain ways about the person. Stay relevant. Ensure all your points relate directly to the question asked. Remember, regular practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Consider recording yourself answering sample questions to identify areas for improvement. For more tips on IELTS preparation, you might find our article on how to describe a time when you had to rely on someone else for help useful. It provides additional strategies for tackling personal experience questions in the IELTS speaking test. By following these guidelines and consistently practicing, you'll be well prepared to excel in your IELTS speaking test, particularly when asked to describe a person you are happy to know. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.